You are listening to Backspace number 15, Key Characters. This morning I was singing that old Beatles song, Paperback Writer. Dear sir or madam, will you read my book? It took me years to write. Will you take a look? I know that feeling well. When I first started writing this core series, I had dreams, or perhaps delusions, of becoming a full-time novel writer. But instead, today I am employed as a full-time report writer for the arts and culture organization that I run. I write full-time, 8 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week. I create documents, but that's not the creative writing that I was hoping for. I type so much that I continually wear out the tops of my computer keys. The letter names disappearing should not matter. I don't look at the keys when I'm typing, but the F and J keys are always the first to go, and those are the keys with the little bumps on them that let me know when my hands are in the home typing position without having to look. So when those little bumps wear off, it's more difficult to find the home position, and I type slower. I'm told that we wear out keys depending on our individual typing style, and that a significant indicator of our style shows up on the spacebar, as the majority of us wear out the right-hand side of the spacebar because we exclusively use our right thumb to insert the spaces, and there are a lot of spaces. The left thumb ends up being the only one of the 10 digits that does nothing. It just hangs lazily in the midair. And I guess that's fair, for the left hand is already responsible for 15 letters, while the right has only 11 letters plus the spacebar. Theoretically, the next keys to wear out should be the vowels, as they are our most used letters. The letter E is the most popular letter in the English language, yet mine is never worn out. Instead, I always wear out A, S, D, and F. That very middle line where my four fingers wait for their next assignment while the lazy left thumb just looks on. I watched my hands typing, and I discovered that my right hand spacebar thumb is actually the culprit. When my right thumb goes to the spacebar, my left hand seeks a place to rest a moment from handling all those 15 letters, and it is that continual touching down that wears out the A, S, D, and F keys. As I noted at the start of this podcast, I originally set out to be a full-time author, but now the only time I have for creative writing is in my spare time, and at this point in time in my life, I don't have much to spare. That means it can take me quite a long time to finish a book. Completing the 3-book core series has taken almost a decade, but I have long since made peace with that reality, and I will not have a long list of novels to my name as an author. I have one story to tell. But now I see that that tight focus keeps me dedicated to making my core series the best it can be. Stay tuned as I replace the keys on my keyboard and keep squeezing in a bit of time each day to complete the final edits on the medallion. It's coming along nicely, and I should be able to start recording the next book early this fall. In the meantime, please keep me encouraged by letting your friends know that the complete Book of the Hammer is waiting on all podcast channels for them to enjoy. I would also appreciate it if you would send me an email. Let me know you're still there and waiting for the adventures of Corvin and Kate to continue. My email is infocoreseries@gmail.com. That's all one word, infocoreseries@gmail.com. And during the next week, I will be drawing for 5 of the remaining paperback versions of The Hammer from the emails that come in. Stay in touch, and thanks for listening.